Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. The time has arrived for the 817. My prediction is obviously 162-0, duh, and then you sweep through the playoffs. Fair enough. I have a feeling we will be getting a lot of those, but it's time for your official prediction for the Rangers record, playoff fate, and whatever else you want to throw out there. Remember, G-Bag Nation out at the ballpark starting at 2 o'clock when the gates open, by the way. All coverage for the pregame festivities and the game itself will start at 6 o'clock right here on 105.3 The Fan. Gentlemen, would you like to hit the text first, or would you like to give your own predictions?
I think we should start with Mike, all right, because he's been crying all morning.
Split it, too.
Yeah.
Go Mike, text Mike. I mean, well, us. Mike can go twice.
Yeah.
Okay.
He might have a different view.
That is a bold idea for how this.
Yeah, maybe Mike
will
hears the text and he's like, you know what? I've changed my mind.
Yeah.
One more win last year and the Rangers would have won the division. I don't know if that would have been good or not.
Are you crying right now?
No.
Okay. Actually, that would change it.
But I'm going to go with 91-71.
Okay.
I'm going to go one win better than last year, and that wins the division. So that's where I'm going with this. Do you want me to stop there and then start passing the ball?
Yeah, let's pass the ball. Because Derek wants it to go back to you plenty of times anyway, so I appreciate that. I will read some of the full text from the 469. Optimistic World Series. Realistic ALCS. I still think that's great. You're going to go into a season when you're like, I realistically think we can go to the ALCS. From the 682, 98-64, Rangers win the division, then the Mariners and the Astros, and the Astros miss the playoffs. Evan Carter wins Rookie of the Year, and we win the World Series. Well, hell yeah to all of that. Derek?
I feel like this is like semi-pro. You're going to bounce pass it to me.
I think it goes around. I think you pass it. We're like the Harlem Globetrotters. You'll pass it to Corey next.
I'm going to say that the Rangers get 94 to 95 wins. They will win the division.
Okay.
And I think the thing that's going to be crazy, Houston does not get in second. Seattle gets into second, puts the pressure on them. I think there's some key things that happen with the Astros that just don't go very well. But I think it's really, if we want this to happen, I'm going to keep repeating myself, it's going to come down to the pitching because we know we have the offense.
I love it. I love it. From the
bounce pass. From the 2106, I'm sitting here having a hot dog at Sonic thinking about that time you guys were talking about sucking on chili dogs. Have a great day. Go Rangers.
A chili dog is a great way to celebrate opening day.
You're damn right it is. And from the 214, I'm delivering flowers to Mike's wife's office right now.
Oh! Did you get your wife flowers?
Did you do that?
So today is Doctor's Day.
Oh, nice. I did not know that.
And she's a doctor.
Is that why you put your glasses on to kind of look like a doctor?
Yeah, doctors don't have good eyes. What do you think surgeons are? You think, oh man, I can't see. Just slice there.
You trust in a surgeon that has glasses on though?
Yeah, does Meister wear glasses?
I don't know. I'm passed out when he does the surgery.
But you've seen him before when you weren't, right?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean obviously, I mean, he could change. You have to look in there. You got to look into the wound. So
Meister might have not even have been there for your surgery.
Might not have. I wouldn't even know.
So you did send your wife flowers?
No.
Together.
Okay.
Yeah, with all the sick kids.
With Beth's husband.
All the sick kids pooled their money.
Yeah.
Dr. Key's like, husband.
Yes. Dr. Beth is awesome.
Cracking their piggy banks open. From here you go, Mr. Mike.
That's great. Now, what about this fee for your appointment? From the 940, 94 and 68, and at least in the ALC championship game from the 940, 97 wins because Will Smith isn't here to blow leads anymore. I will tell you this.
Interesting.
I know the second half of the season was rough. He was your rock in the first half of the season. If you didn't have him, holy crap.
That's what people need to understand is you take these shots at these guys, and all of a sudden, it's like you forgot that they helped you get to where you were. It's a team game. Yeah, he might not have had the best second half or whatever, but if you don't have his first half, like you said, you ain't dancing where you are.
I agree. Corey?
105.3 wins.
How do you get points? Oh, yeah. Okay. Cool.
All right. Well, what's done. The corresponding loss?
How do you get a 0.3 win?
100 and... Hold on. Let's see, 100
you need 0.7.
Yeah.
I'll allow it if you can tell me the corresponding loss.
56.7 wins.
That losses. Is correct! I am really proud of you
there's
right
no
now.
There's no station that's 56.7.
Good.
Might be.
Good, we don't need them.
To the eight, it's like the high 80s, right?
Yeah.
All right, so Corey.
105.3 wins.
56.7 losses.
Because their favorite station is 105.3, the fan.
Would you accept despite 105 or would you TV feel thinks. Disappointed?
Huh?
That's true. Man, that is true. Would you accept 105 or would that be disappointing?
I'll take 105's fine. I'll take that. I actually feel about 98. I'll be very serious. Okay. 98 is kind of what I'm feeling. A lot of people are and Derek, I really you're dead on with the pitching thought. It's going to come down. No, you're right in that's what I think Chris Young's frustrated because he's like, I got to add more. I need more. I know where my pitching is, but he wants to do that. But I think they're going to be able to cobble it together for the first half. And then again, probably make another move at midseason. And maybe Lorenzen turns out, maybe he does have a Texas sized chip on his shoulder and he goes after it. And the Rangers benefit heavily from that.
I think you're right. The thing is you can never have enough depth. And I feel like we're putting too much pressure on these guys that are coming back. We're really putting a lot on Scherzer to come back and be Scherzer. DeGrom, I mean, I'm sorry.
Don't you think Scherzer is doing that to himself? Oh,
that's just how he is.
Scherzer is Scherzer. Yeah.
That's fine. But I'm just saying from the outside, of course, that's how he is. He's a bulldog. I know he's the guy for sure. He's a Hall of Famer, no doubt. The other one, DeGrom coming. I'm sorry. I don't see him coming back this year. It's just the person. It's his second Tommy John. You've got so much money invested in him. You cannot rush him. If you do see him back, it's going to be a September at the most. And then the, I forget the other guy's name right now, but
Mally.
Okay, coming back from Tommy John, this is the one thing I always want to put out there, too. It's the same thing even with DeGrom. These guys aren't going to come back and necessarily be what they were. It takes a minute. I would say sometimes it'll take until next year that you get to see the true form of those guys and getting back to the rarity of what they were before. So I feel like we've got too much expectations on those guys that we should have gone out and we still can go out and get some other guys to fill in as depth and take care of our rotation just so we're prepared because it's very rare that you see a full rotation stay a full rotation for a full year.
Absolutely.
So expect, and I hate saying that because I don't, I hope everybody goes out and wins and does everything they're supposed to do, but expect some injuries at some point.
From the, I'm going to go 92 and 70, which also has them in the playoffs, which.
Hater.
Was that one more than Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah, what a jerk.
Wow. You're always trying to one-up Mike.
Rules right
that's
there.
What I had it written down, but you still
Mike's like, my
me
wife's
a
doctor, and you're like, your wife is my kid's doctor.
Yeah. She is.
Always trying to one-up Mike.
She's a great pediatrician. Oak Cliff Pediatrics. I love them. From the 903, 99 and 63. Lose the last game of the season because it won't matter to get to 100 wins. Eovaldi wins the Cy Young. The thing that would be amazing about that is this is a franchise that has never had a Cy Young winner. You've had great pitchers here. You've had second place finishes from Fergie, from Darvish, but the Texas Rangers have never had a Cy Young award winner like playing for
them against
that
Texas.
Season. What's that?
They're biased against Texas. They don't like us.
You might be right.
I mean, think about it. We don't really get talked about on any... we're the defending champs, and it's like we're not getting as much love as we should.
That's you make a fair point. From the 3-2-5, 86 and 76, barely missing the playoffs. Just too many questions and concerns for me about their pitching. From the 8-1-7, 160 and 2, you got to have a little faith, baby. All right, Mike, where do they go in the playoffs? You're going 91 and 71. I'm assuming that gets them in the playoffs.
I hope I'm wrong. ALCS and Baltimore wins the ALCS. That's where I'm at. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm right on winning the division. I'll take my chances. But I think Baltimore, in the next 3 years, they're going to be one of the champs of Major League Baseball. And maybe it's not even this year, because I'm going to have Atlanta beating Baltimore in the World Series. So that's, I know you maybe didn't want me to go that far.
That's fine.
But I know we're running out of time here. I do think Wyatt Langford wins Rookie of the Year. I think Evan Carter finishes second in Rookie of the Year. So I do think you have that going for you. I think at 91 and 71, I think that Corey Seager finishes top three again in MVP. Maybe he gets it. Maybe he deserves to get an MVP if you have two World Series MVPs. I do think it's going to be a very tight race. I don't think anybody is going to run away with the MVPs in both leagues this year. So I think that Corey Seager has a legitimate chance to win MVP. I think Wyatt Langford edges out Evan Carter for Rookie of the Year, and I do think Wyatt Langford does finish somewhere between like fifth and eighth in MVP too.
I think I hate to say this, but I think it's division series. We lose it there. Bochy won all of his World Series in the American League and the National League. Won all of his World Series in the even years in the National League. He's going to do the odds here. So I think this is just the year we just, hey, you know what? We got to the playoffs. Great year. We'll see you in the World Series the next year.
Corey?
I think the Rangers at 105.3 wins.
I love it.
Finished second in the division.
What?
Yeah, it's weird. I know. But the Astros are like, you know what? We got to keep pace. However, still not good enough in the playoffs as the Rangers get four road games in Houston and the Astros still can't hit because of the batter's eye there. They're like, we don't know how to hit because our batter's eye still stinks. So Rangers take that one, go on to the World Series where they defeat the Dodgers. And because Otani was pulled because he was actually convicted for gambling.
Oh, my God.
And so then the Rangers beat the Dodgers. Bochy finally gets his, what Kevin didn't want him to have, is the Manager of the Year award. Kevin kept saying he can't win it.
Said he wouldn't, and he didn't. He was second.
You felt so good being right about that one. You were like, see, I told you, Corey.
That actually is a personality flaw.
And then what else am I voting for here?
No, that's good.
Right.
You said they won the World Series.
Seager MVP. Adolis gets World Series MVP this time.
From the 8-1-7, 92 wins. Dane Dunning takes a big step and makes the All-Star team. That would be awesome. From the 8-1-7, man, if Dane Dunning isn't going to be an All-Star, I think that means this season is going excellently.
I can't decide if I've already put too much on Dane Dunning.
Sure.
Like, I don't think he's feeling it, but I'm like, I've decided that that's my dude, and I saw some things that I was like, man, he can build on that. He can definitely build on what he did last year, and I really hope he does this year. But I can't decide if I've already put too much pressure on that.
He competes.
He does.
He goes out there every single day when you get the ball, and he competes every single time.
From the 8-1-7, 93 wins, winning the division, going back-to-back. There's a lot of optimism here. From the 972, 99 and 63, win the division, and then they two-peat after another big trade at the deadline.
Baby.
From the 469, Rangers and Orioles are both 92 and 70. I'm going to kind of follow your path, and I know this is going to get me crushed as not being optimistic.
Oh,
I have them losing to the Orioles in the divisional series.
Okay.
That's what I was predicting, too. And I'm with Mike too. I think it's gonna be the Baltimore Orioles and the Atlanta Braves in the World Series.
Well, don't forget,
I think also with Baltimore's new ownership, they are gonna go pretty strong in July to make the couple moves that you might need to make. Like, they'll get that closer if they need it, because their closer got hurt at the end of last year. They still have a really good reliever too that can close for them. But I think Baltimore's ownership is going to be all in during the trade deadline.
Yeah, I keep forgetting about that part. I think that's a huge thing because they're going to want to make an imprint on who they are as owners. But don't forget my prediction, Derek, that the young players on that team, they 3J themselves, just like the Mavericks back in the day, and they all find one girl that they're all trying to connect with, and then it breaks the team up. So that's my prediction for Baltimore.
I could see them going and getting Monty, too, if the Diamondbacks struggle, if that's where he
ends
up.
What a fascinating turn of events that would be.
Takes them to
a Who do you think has a better chance of getting traded, Monty or Blake Snell?
Snell,
100%.
That's what I think with that, too.
That team's...
The other thing, too, is I'm wondering if Dylan Cease gets traded at the deadline.
That could be, too.
The 817, damn it, Kevin, just go to Baltimore radio, why don't you? From the 972,
oh, yeah, we're supposed to do 30 seconds on
Orioles?
Baltimore. We did it.
That, oh, we did do our 30 seconds on Baltimore.
That was once a week. We already covered that. Oh, that yeah. was yesterday.
Well, we'll use that one for next week.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Derek, I don't know if you got an opportunity to hear this segment yesterday. There were so many questions, we decided to expand it out to today. Opening day has arrived, so it's time for even more of Bassick's Baseball Basics. If you have baseball questions that you've wanted to ask, maybe you were embarrassed to ask, we will try to answer them next. Plus, Mike Likes It with Chuck Morgan right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And the pitch is swung on, ground ball right side. It's through, a base hit. Racing around third base is Young, and he will score, and the ball gets by all the way to the 413 sign. Here comes Lowe. He scores. Into third base is Jonah Heim, and the Rangers lead 3-0 in the top of the ninth. The ball misplayed out in right center field, and two runs score.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. Bassick's Baseball Basics, we're back at it. For opening day.
I just wanted to point out on that play specifically, you can look to the side and see DeGrom in the dugout go, is this really happening? Like as that play.
That's when I knew we were going to win the World
Series.
Yeah,
he was like, is this really happening right now? It's just, yeah, that happened and then the World Series, baby.
Now, so we've cool. got a whole bunch of.
Must be nice.
I mean.
You had your chance.
Oh my gosh.
That's something I'd missed for a while.
Well, you didn't have yours, so who cares? At least I was there.
You were. You win. But you also lost.
Yeah, I knew. I knew that was going to happen. Yeah,
we both have the same amount of World Series rings.
Now, we talked a little bit about...
Dang it.
Hold on. We'll get back around to y'all squabble. We talked about
Did you
per
ever pitch
diem.
In the World Series?
Yes.
It was worth a shot.
Yeah, the Connie Mack World Series there. Won MVP of that one. Did you win MVP of that one?
Nope.
Thank you.
Nobody cares.
Now, yesterday, we were talking about per diem and how much it's changed. Derek, can you walk us through the concept of per diem for yourself as a Major League Baseball player?
Yeah, it's changed a lot. I mean, when I first got up there, you made quite a bit. I mean, I think I want to say, I know Mike said yesterday it was $100 a day. I actually think it was more. I feel like it might have been $150 because it does go up. The union had it set up to where it was going up every year. And then finally, you know, they had voted on it and got rid of it because there's some places you didn't really want to tip the clubbies because of how bad it was. And I now personally, like, I'm not one of those guys. I always tip those guys no matter what. But there was certain places, I won't say where, but the service was bad. You had expired food, like the snack wise it was in there. You know, you had like certain things, like he was trying to make like smoothies for us and stuff, and it's like nobody wanted those things. It's like, yeah, you're give us the food, whatever it is, we can take care of it. It just kind of wasn't the best, but yeah, the money value went down a lot after that. You were only getting maybe $50 a day now. I'm just guessing. It was low. And then the tips are already taken out of the paychecks, so you don't have to worry about it anymore. Now it's just your own tip to the clubbies. Usually you want to take care of the bat boys and stuff like that that are out there, because they are working their butts off, and it is something that they could use that helps them go a long ways too. But yeah, the money value changed quite a bit.
So, sorry, I missed who texted this in. There's already a lot of questions. What is the purpose of, and this is judgment-free zone, what is the purpose of eye black?
It's just to block the sun. I mean, you're getting more of the, take away that brightness into your eyes. I never really use it, so I can't
unless
truly
you have blue
say.
Eyes, and then you're screwed,
yeah, if you
right?
Have, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, day games are tough.
Yeah.
In that time. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, a lot of guys use it also just for, like, let's take Ezekiel Duran. He just uses it to show that he's a believer in Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. He's not using it to help out with the sun at all. He's putting the cross on one of his cheeks. I don't think he does it on both.
Some guys go full Sting or Ultimate Warrior, where they're right. Just like making a look on their face.
Right. So sometimes it's just used for
swag.
But other times it can be used to try to help out with the sun. But
I was going to say, like, you can tell the difference between who's using it for the sun and who's using it for swag.
And for a while there, I don't think people use them anymore. They would use like eye black stickers.
Yeah, now it's tape. It's like some kind of a tape that goes on there. Because I think the other thing too is, if you watch some of these guys, they want it to be so perfect when they get on there. So they try to make sure they don't have like one stripe is real long and the other one's short and thick. I don't know.
You regret that, don't you?
No, he doesn't.
I knew it was going to happen.
From the 682, can y'all explain the position numbers on the field? I get confused sometimes because 4-6-3, I feel like everybody knows that, but do you know exactly why?
All right, who's on first?
Number three.
Okay.
1-2, pitcher's 1, catcher's 2. First baseman's 3, second baseman's 4. This is where it gets a little bit confusing. First, second, third is 3-4-5. It's you skip over the shortstop.
Yep.
So it's like the shortstop is the extra guy in a weird way in scoring, and I don't know when it started. I'm going to assume early 1900s or late 1800s. I'm not 100% sure, but 3 is first baseman, 4 is second baseman, 5 is third baseman, Josh Jung, and then 6 is shortstop. And then you pop right over to the shortstop. Behind him is 7, left fielder, 8 is center fielder, and 9 is right fielder. So 7, 8, 9, if you look at it that way. Because people would go, and it does get a little bit confusing, because you could look at it and go, well, if 3 is first baseman, why wouldn't 7 be right fielder? Why wouldn't you work from right to left if you're working right to left in that? But I guess they're just, for some reason, whoever came up with it was like, it'll be very simple to go first, second, third. We'll go 3-4-5, but then when you go to the outfield, you go opposite, and from 6, the shortstop, you just go closest to him, 7, 8, 9.
From the 972, what is the point of the rosin bag?
That's to give yourself a little grip when you're sweaty. I've used that quite a bit. That was one of the things that would help out. You know, when you're at the old stadium, you got to think, it was 1,000,000 degrees out there, so you're sweating. You're trying to find any way to get some grip onto the ball, and that was one of the ways to do it, was take the sweat from your hand and just grab the rosin, get as much of that little powder on there, and then go from there.
Yeah, it creates some tackiness once you have sweat or, you know.
I mean, it's not going to be like the sticky stuff like Bauer was using, for instance.
Spider tack.
I couldn't think of the name. Yeah.
From the 325, can you explain service time? I know it's 10 years, but is it 162 games to count for 1 year, or how does that work?
I just wanted to.
Yeah, Derek knows because
I've got
Sorry,
it.
Sorry, Mike.
Derek's going to be making $1,000,000 when he's 60 years
they
old.
Notice they wanted to ask me that, not you.
Yeah, my service time
Take
stinks.
That. Yeah, it does. I
I get like groceries for a month.
Well, can you answer the question?
Yeah, yeah. So it's just the amount of days that you're up. That's including the days that you're there during the season. So there's 162. Those off days, instead of it just being games, it does count during the off days as well. So you get guys, for instance, like mine is...
Is it 185?
Yeah,
it's like a crazy full season. Like
I've done... Mine's 13 and, I don't know, I'm making this up, but like 56. So it'd be 13.56.
But whereas I have 14... 6 doesn't matter at all.
Right, yeah. You just look at the front number anyway. But like I have 14 seasons, but I have... 13 years of service time. It's just weird how that is. But yeah, it's counted by the days that you are up in the big leagues.
I have 5 seasons, but I only have a year in change. And that change means doodly squat for my pension.
Yeah, I'm just leaving that
alone.
I'm not going to get your description, not the situation.
The number changes, but literally, just so you know this is awesome for guys that get 10 years. And sometimes guys will play 6 years, full seasons. Let's just say 6 full seasons. In the major leagues, a guy like Chris Woodward did not play 10 full seasons in the major leagues, but because he was a third base coach and a manager, now he has 10 full seasons. 10 full seasons is going to be approximately, when Derek turns 63 years old, is going to be like $250,000 a year that Major League Baseball gives him through pension.
Go up more, but and,
yeah,
it goes up until it goes up more until
you start collecting.
Until as soon as I push that button to collect it.
And you can collect earlier, but I mean, literally, that's what you get if you can get 10 full seasons.
Yeah, you don't want to do that, though. You get penalized.
Right. But there's, yeah, I know what you're saying. My dad took it earlier. He got 3 full seasons, and he did the math and said it'd be best for me to start taking it at like in his mid-50s type of deal.
Since both of y'all were pitchers, do you feel like you didn't do your job if you didn't complete the game?
100%. I always looked at... I mean, I was a starter. I know he kind of did more bullpen, if I'm not mistaken, right?
I'd have to go look. I might have started a little bit more in the majors, but...
But that was like... I learned this from Nolan, and that's why I know, like, once my time comes and I get to coach and help and all that, I want to preach to those guys. You want to be the starter and the closer. I want to start that game, and I want to finish that game. That's my goal every single time I go out there. I'd have, like, in my mind, I try to treat it like a boxer. That's why in my highlight videos that I got from some of the teams I play with, I had boxers. Mike Tyson is in a lot of my videos because I want that attitude of those are my 9 rounds. I'm going to go out there. Yeah, I might get knocked down, but I got to get back up and I got to go take care of business. So I try to preach to those guys is go the distance. Now, granted, we don't see that as much now because the analytic guys got to come into it. So that's the thing that frustrates me the most. I hate it because you can't measure something in a game like that. If I don't care what the numbers say, the heart's going to show me a lot more. When I see a guy that's dominating out there, I don't give a rat's butt about what's going to happen the third time through. Right now, he is shoving, so let's let him keep going.
I didn't feel that way if I didn't throw a complete game. I felt like when the manager came to take the ball from me, my job's done. Yeah. I can't do anything about it.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, of course.
Yeah, so I understand what you're saying. Before the game started, I want to try to pitch 9 innings. But if at 6 innings I've battled my butt off and I've pitched 107 pitches and the manager says, hey, I'm bringing in whoever, then I'm just like, all right, thank you. And I feel like I did my job. I did my job to my best ability that day. And he said, your day's over, you know?
I also was kind of curious. Did y'all like to wear the thick coat whenever you got to run the bases?
No,
I hated it.
Like, did it make you feel like less of a baseball player?
I mean,
the moron got on first base. Let's make sure we show him he's the moron.
Well, that was me, Mike, in the World Series. I got to run the bases.
And the thing is, you don't have
look
a
at
choice.
This guy running around.
Nice like, new jacket.
They just bring out the jacket, like put it on. Do. I'm like, there's no way I'm gonna freeze up here in the. I don't know. How long do you expect me to be on the bases?
I mean, they expected a long inning, I guess, because you got on.
Yeah, but. You're hoping that the guy hits a single or hits a home run or, you know, I get it, but eventually I'm going to get into the dugout. It's not, no, it's 15 degrees outside. I get it, but then wouldn't everybody be like, yes. I want a jacket at this point?
That's the wild thing.
From the 214, since you brought up the Mike Tyson in your videos, if there's a fight and you run out but don't really fight or even attempt to, do you get made fun of?
That's a good question.
Like, oh, in the brawls and stuff?
Yeah.
Like,
and you're like, hey!
And obviously we had the incident with Rugi and Batista. I mean, you go into that first of all, head on a swivel, because I am not trying to get cold clocked by somebody I don't even know where it's coming from. So, did I say it wrong or something?
Is it cold clocked?
I thought it was
cold cocked.
Cold cocked. Okay. Well, if you want to say it that way, fine.
That is how the expression goes.
Gross. But yeah, I'm just trying to get out there. And at the same time, I want to defend my teammates. If I see somebody start punching, I'm going after that guy. I'm going in that direction. Now, there's a lot of people that were out there that don't get to throw punches. So does everybody get made fun of? No. Now, if you're just sitting there, like if it was me versus whoever, they run out to the bait or to the mound, and all of a sudden we kind of just sit there and just jaw at each other, but we don't swing. Yeah, that's different.
From the 214 for both of you guys. Oh, how much does a fast base runner distract you as a pitcher?
It does. Now, to the percentage, I guess it matters where you're at in the game. If you're in, let's just say you get past the fifth inning and it's a one-run game or a tie game, I think that there is a concentration factor that you don't want him to get into scoring position. I call it for free. I'm going to give my catcher, I want to give my catcher the opportunity to throw him out, but there is a part of distraction where you got to keep him close and you got to give your catcher the opportunity to throw him out. You don't want to, at least I definitely wasn't good enough. If you're asking Nolan Ryan this question, he'd be like, I don't care. I'm just going to strike out the next three guys.
Sure.
Like that's why they would just still have a big leg lift. You'll see the best pitchers in the game not hold on runners well, and they'll tell you, I don't care. They're not going to score unless I give up a hit.
Yeah. For me, I controlled the running game, I felt like, very well. I have a really good pickoff move, which helps. So, and seeing Trout was, I'm going to use him as the example because we saw him a lot. He was fast. And this is where it stinks now, is the pitch clock plays a factor.
Yeah.
I could slow down as much as I want. I can take my time and make him wait over at first base, but I still have a lot of my attention where it needs to be, and that's at home plate, making the pitch. Because to me, making the pitch is more important than really worrying about him. Because if I make a good pitch and I kept him close with my timing, we get the double play. So that's the big factor. But now it's like I'm going to try to mess up his rhythm and the hitter's rhythm at the same time with the slide step. You know, come set, immediately go. The next one, come set, wait a couple seconds, watch the pitch clock, and a half kick. And then do the same thing again, just mixing it all up. So the pitch clock screws that up big time when it comes out, because now you can't hold the runners as much as you wanted to mess up their timing. Now, I get it. That's probably why the games went longer,
too. That's exactly why, yeah.
So I want to bring something up that people probably don't know, Derek. And with a runner on second and two outs, I don't care if he steals third. My focus and concentration has to be 100%. I don't care if it's Vince Coleman or Ricky Henderson. They're going to score on a single anyways. It doesn't matter if he steals third. I got to make a great pitch to get out of this inning. But it does change if it's first and second and two outs. So now my concentration, yes, I need a lot of concentration on making a good pitch and getting out of this inning. But if I allow the guy from second to steal third, probably the guy from first is going to trail. And now two runs score on a single. So a lot of times a runner on second, I'm going to give my best leg lift to make a great pitch. But if it's first and second, I might slide step. I got to change my holds because I don't want both of those guys to steal because now two guys get on. So there's a big difference on runner on second, two outs. I don't care if he steals third. First and second, two outs, I do care if they both steal because now a runner from first got into scoring position.
I saw this question yesterday. At least one more person has texted it in today. How long does it take to break in a glove, and do you have any particular tips for it?
I say play a lot of catch, but we're playing with catch with people throwing 80 to 100 miles an hour on a consistent basis. That glove's going to break in pretty quickly. And when I say pretty quickly, I would say 2 weeks to a month. But now I want your opinion on that too. I didn't want to do anything like shaving cream or soaking the glove and putting it in a microwave. I just wanted to play catch with it.
I mean, I have a feeling I'm way different than you.
Okay.
I could get a brand new glove, play catch with it twice, and it's ready to go.
Yeah, not
wow.
Me.
I
not
keep me. The glove fairly stiff. Like that's to me, I don't want it to be flimsy. Nice. So, hey, I've said it the correct way.
Major though. Leaguers, though, are very different from high school players. One, we're throwing a lot harder. The ball's being hit a lot harder. So you don't want what my kids get, let's just say $150 glove from Dick's Sporting Goods, Rawlings, Wilson. It's a good glove. And they're going to be broken in pretty quickly. We don't want that. We don't like that. At least I don't want a glove that breaks in quickly. I know you're talking about, I would also want a $300, you know, we didn't have to pay for them, but a $300 to $500 glove that's very stiff, but it's going to break in pretty quickly with the guys you're playing catch with. And then if the ball's being hit to you consistently, ground balls, fly balls, that glove's going to break in pretty quick.
I mean, yeah, I got to be able to field my position too. So it can't be super stiff. I just need it to be stiff enough to where my hand, when I do, because I have my glove wide open when I'm doing my pitches out of the stretch and stuff. So I want to keep that open so that it doesn't tip my pitches. Two, that's the other thing too, is I'm just a guy that doesn't like to have it like flimsy as possible. That's just too much.
And then I wanted to throw this out there. I think we've talked about it before and Mike has given us somewhat of a breakdown. What's the team gear situation? Like, do they just drop off, hey, here's your t-shirts, here's your sweatshirts, or do you have to be like, hey, can I get this? Can I get that? How does that work? It's
a better question for Derek because you've recently played.
Yeah, they have your sizes. That's the thing. They get all your sizes and stuff, and then when you show up to spring training, the normal stuff is in there, a pair of shorts, t-shirt, socks, all that, the basics. And then what happens is once you get there, okay, what do you like? Okay, you like to have a hoodie, and then you also like to have a hoodie with cut sleeves. Okay, we got that. So we're going to give you all that. Like, each thing that you like, they find out about you, and then it's always there for you in your locker. Same thing with hats. They wait until you're there, get your hat size, and then they get you all your hats, and that's all set up. All your stuff is already there. It's just due to what your sizing is.
Derek was a real major leaguer with a real major league contract. When I got to spring training, I got what I got, right? Because they're going to be like, you might not be on the team. Right. We're not giving you all this extra gear.
That's
true. The 20 guys with major league contracts that are showing up, get whatever you want in spring training. We know where you're also taking it into April. It's like, hey, you have, for a guy like me in spring training, you're going to have, and most of my spring trainings were in Florida, you're going to have four undershirts because you're going to go through at least two shirts a day, if not all four, because of the humidity and sweating throughout the day. I'm also going to have a hoodie, I'm going to have a jacket, I'm going to have at least one pair of long sleeves, but I can't really go in and ask for more because they're going to be like, dude, you're probably not going to make the team.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. Right now, we transition into some Mike Likes It, and we will do so with Rangers Executive Vice President of Ballpark Entertainment, Promotions, and Production. It is Chuck Morgan. Chuck, it's opening day. How we feeling?
We're feeling pretty good. I just did something for a first in history. I did do a toast for all the employees that work here and a world champion toast. So, and it's a lot of world champion things going on, and it is a great feeling.
Chuck, obviously, for the first time ever, you're going to get to say your World Series champion, Texas Rangers, taking the field. Do you know exactly how you're going to do it and how excited you are? Because I know how excited you were at the parade, and mm-hmm. now you get to do this for the first time ever, and then 80 more times.
You know what, Mike? I think I'll make it pretty simple and be excited about it and say, ladies and gentlemen, you're world champion Texas Rangers. And by that time, we will have introduced the team. We will have dropped a banner, and it's just going to be one solid roar from about 6:15 on.
Chuck, how much more pageantry have y'all had to develop going into this one? Because obviously there's a lot different approach this time.
Well, I think, dropping a banner for the first time is just a huge deal.
Yes.
The other day you start thinking about all the things now that baseball does with the gold uniforms. That's pretty special. We're not through tonight. I mean, on Saturday, for the first time in history, fans are going to get to see Texas Rangers baseball players receive world champion rings.
Wow.
And that's there's some great pageantry right there. I mean, there's going to be 64 people walk out onto the field and they're receiving a world champion ring. And that's I don't know if ceremonies get any better than that.
Chuck, obviously, you're getting one. Have you seen it? Or are you just going to see it for the first time ever on Saturday?
I'm going to see. I think John Blake has set up a thing. I think he's going to do some kind of media event Saturday afternoon, and I'm actually going to receive the first ring so the media can see one before the players get theirs. I haven't seen it. I hear it's quite the look. It's big, and it opens up. But that's for right now. That's all I know. John did tell me it's pretty special.
Not to say that we haven't all been continuously emotional for months and months and months, but you think when you open the box, when you see the ring, it's just all going to come rushing back?
Yeah, and it's going to happen tonight, and it'll happen when I announce the team on Saturday getting their rings. I mean, it's just, when you love something as much as baseball and you love your team and stuff, and I told Mike the other night, I love Mike's passion when he's on TV talking about the Rangers. You're just passionate about things, so I don't want that to go away because it's a pretty good – even though it rides on your emotions, but it's still a pretty good feeling.
Thanks, Chuck.
Chuck, what's the next place that you hope the fans take this this thing to? Because last year, 133 was a pretty amazing thing to add to it. What's the next level for the Rangers fan?
I don't know. That's something I think that they would have to develop. But you're always I watch Yankee games for a long time and Boston games, and the minute and Mike can tell you this, the minute the Yankees get two strikes on a hitter, that crowd is on their feet. And that's probably something that's a next level for us. But, man, I can't complain about our crowd. That crowd that we had on that first game of the World Series and Seager hit that home run, I'm not so sure I've ever heard a crowd any louder than that. And then the way that our fans turned out for that parade and celebration was just unbelievable. So I think we're getting there. I think we're pretty close.
Chuck, what's interesting is I was looking at today's all the games that are happening today on opening day, and I know it's been always special. I've always pretty much been here unless I was playing for another team. Opening day seems more special for Texas Ranger fans than any other fans around baseball, and I'm not ragging at all on Arizona Diamondback fans. They're playing Colorado today, and you can get tickets for $30 for their opening day, and they're the National League champs. And whether the Rangers won the World Series this time, went to the World Series, or had a disappointing year the year before, opening day has always been super special for this Metroplex and the Texas Ranger fans. Can you explain why, over the decades, opening day is so important to Ranger fans?
Well, I'm going to tell you what, Mike, having lived here a long time, this is just a great sports area. We got great sports fans here. I think after a long winter, I think people are ready for baseball to crank up. I can remember back, though, when I first came here, my first opening night game, we were up against Bi Slamajama in 1983, and my first big league game with the Rangers, we only had 13,000 in the park for opening night. So it was a little rough. But, again, the fans here have supported this franchise for so long and quite frankly, with not the greatest history in the world. I mean, it's just and they've been great about it, and they've loved the team, and we've just had great support from the time. Remember when Nolan Ryan first came here to pitch, that was the first time we had drawn over $2 million in a season. And then he comes back as the club president, and we end up going to the World Series a couple of times. We go over $3 million. So the fans here have just been great. I think, Mike, it's just because we live in a great sports area.
Man, that's dead on there, too. Right here, I just wanted to point this out. Sarah from Rockwall texted in and said, I didn't cry the entire time during the playoffs until I heard Chuck Morgan at the parade ceremony. Then the tears came uncontrollably. And, Kevin, you and I were standing right there.
It was amazing.
We could see Chuck. We were right there next to the statue. We had great seats.
Were Chuck and Jared the most fired up?
Chuck and Jared
parade?
Were definitely the most fired up people I'd ever seen. But I just imagine, Chuck, this offseason for you, too, has been a lot of people probably been sharing a lot of different stories with you along the way.
Well, I've heard a bunch of them of where people were. And I'll tell you a quick story about that parade situation. I was lucky enough to get to MC the thing on the stage, and I was had four or five questions for every player, and when I gave Seager the microphone, I didn't ask him any questions because he looked like he wanted to say something, and then I backed off, and he started his mic drop thing, and I thought, okay, if I grab him here and ask him a bunch of questions, I will be the biggest idiot in sports. And so I said, you know what? Let's just let him go. And that was it. Hey, good night, everybody. What a great time. But that's the best decision I've ever made in my life.
And I bet Corey Seager was stoked to not have to talk to the public more.
No, Chuck, I don't want to talk to you.
Now, I'm going to kick it over to Derek Holland. I have no idea what he's going to say, but he's got something for you.
Well,
okay,
Chuck, it's very good to hear your voice getting ready for baseball season. That's the one thing. And you did this last year when I was on the radio. And obviously, we got to go to the World Series. So I think you need to give us another introduction to opening day. You don't have to use me as your example, but get these fans ready. So can we get that opening segment again?
Oh, you ready to do that? Okay. Just like we're starting out here tonight, huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Let's give the fans what they need to hear.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. It is World Championship Baseball time in Texas. Please welcome number 45, pitcher Derek Holland.
Let's go.
Yes. Ooh,
that's what we needed.
Pump that directly into my veins all day long. Chuck, thank you so much. Best of luck tonight. I know it's going to be awesome, and so excited for you to get your ring this weekend as well.
Oh, I'm excited about it. And again, thank you all you guys do a great job supporting the Rangers. And again, I thank Mike for his passion for Rangers baseball. And I love Derek Holland. And we're just going to have a good night and celebrate this thing the right way.
Let's go, Chuck.
Boom. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Hey. Chuck Morgan right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Derek, that could have been what it sounded like to start the 2012 season.
Stop it, Mike. What is the matter with you?
I'm just grateful that Chuck said my name because he ain't saying yours. I love you, Chuck.
Because then the Cubs would have been really excited today. They'd have been like, this is awesome. We're facing Mike Bassick. They've been like, we're scoring 45 runs today.
Man. Yeah, you guys put up as many as my jersey number.
That was actually
awesome.
My ERA, I think, for opening day, 45. Is it? Yeah.
You just killed our mood.
You're a jerk for that, Mike.
Just killed it.
For my ERA?
No.
I'm sorry.
You know why. 940, chills. 325, chills. From the 817, let's effing go. From the 817, let's go. Goosebumps. Heart. Great segment. Chuck Morgan is the man. I love all of it, all of it, all of it. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors and former All-Star World Series MVP and Texas Rangers ace Cole Hamels.
Yeah, you said enough there.
Okay,
that's good.
Boom.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.